I don't think I'd call it anything.
Suppose it's in a park, what would you call it?
I'd call it a fountain.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't say fountain in a building?
I guess you would. A water fountain.
Would you say drinking fountain?
A drinking fountain.
Which would you be more likely to say?
I'm more likely to say a water cooler.
Okay, okay. Then this is...
But during the earlier years, it was not cooling. We called them drinking fountains.
You said drinking fountain.
We said drinking fountain.
Not water fountain.
Oh, drinking fountain. Or water fountains, either one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now then, this is about cars. It's about body styles and not brand names. What do you call small cars?
Compacts.
Okay. Suppose the top goes down.
Convertibles.
All right. Do you remember seeing the old models from the 30s and 40s that had outside seats? What would they be?
Yes, the rumble seat.
Yeah. And what would you call a car with two doors?
I call it a coupe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think now they're just simply called coupes.
So what about one with four doors?
A sedan.
Ah, that's the difference between coupe and sedan.
I think so.
Okay. What would you call a great big sedan? Very pretentious.
Limousine.
Suppose, what's
which
a slang?
I love riding in.
What would a slang term be? Maybe.
A slang term?
Mm-hmm.
For a limousine.
Maybe referring to how much gasoline it takes. It's a...
It's our, and it could be called a road hog.
Mm-hmm.
A gas guzzler.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it called a pimp mobile?
No.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
I don't know. I don't like that term. I never heard it, actually. What is the big kind of car that has a hatchback for families to ride in?
For families?
Mm-hmm. You know, big boxy thing with the hatchback.
Hmm.
It was bigger than an ordinary car.
It's not a truck.
No.
It's a car.
Uh-huh.
It's a car.
And there ought to be a better way to describe it, but it's getting late and I'm starting to lose my powers of concentration. A something wagon?
Oh, a station wagon.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, a station wagon.
And what do you call a small truck with a closed load bed that might bring things to your home?
A delivery truck.
Yes, anything else? A lot of people own them now. What do they call
it? A van.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A van. Mm-hmm.
And what's the kind of truck with an open load bed, small truck?
That would be a pickup truck. Mm-hmm.
And to go to the airport, if you didn't take a taxi, you might take?
I guess you could take a bus. Or you might take the airport limousine.
Mm-hmm. And you said bus. Is that how you normally refer to the public transportation?
Uh-huh.
Do you say I'm going to?
I'm going on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I find that I say MARTA bus always.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
I'm going to catch the MARTA bus, I say. I don't just say bus.
I suspect that that's an expression that's going to become widely used.
And when talking about taking the limousine a minute ago, I said taxi. Is that what you normally say?
When I say taxi...
Or do you say cab?
I think I say taxi.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what do you call the place where the speedometer is on the car?
The dash.
All right. And
I've heard sometimes dashboard.
Mm-hmm. Which is your term?
Both.
All right. And the little thing over in the right-hand corner where you keep maps and things.
It's the glove compartment.
Okay. And what do you call one of these stretchy things?
Is that a rubber band?
Yes.
Oh.
And I've even got the other thing. What do you... No, I haven't.